The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
We're going streaking! Streaking through the quad! Six-game winning streak. Come on, man. The Miami Heat, we are back at 500. If we were the New York Knicks, we'd be out here banging pots and pans on Bird Road right now and Chrome Ave, but we're not. We're a respectable franchise. We're a respectable fan base. 500 ain't shit to us, but it does feel good to finally get back to 500. Six games in a row, beating the teams you're supposed to beat, and in the case of Utah Jazz, beating teams that you're technically not supposed to beat. This is a good win. I don't want to hear anything from anyone. You won by 10 against the Atlanta Hawks without Jimmy Butler. Amazing win. Great job. The guards all stepped up. Like, so much props to Goran, Tyler, and Nunn in that fourth quarter, just putting this game away. You know, because listen, Trey, you're being guarded by Trey Young. You better go off. That's the worst defender in the whole league. We're going to talk about the trap with Frankie a little bit later. They trapped Trey Young. For some reason, he didn't know what to do against it. I'm pretty sure he's been seeing a trap his entire life, but he was confused. He looks like a lollipop with hair on it. But anyway, bring me out, Brass. We're going to find out what everybody's drinking. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit off. I've been drinking since lunchtime. It's a Sunday. I decided to do the afternoon drinking thing.
Oh, yeah. Joey made it. Let's go.
Joey made it. So here we go. We're going to do a little, we are going to do the Joey Hash Hour 2-minute comedy hour. So we got a lot of stuff planned for you tonight. So before we get to anything, Brass, what do we do around this time? We find out what everyone's drinking. Fantastic. And J-Jock, 44, big proponent of the show, says everybody horny. And yes, we are all Kendrick Nunn fans tonight. We are all horny. So I'm going to go to the horniest among us. Yes. I'm going to go to Christian because I feel like you're the one who discovered the Kendrick horny than a motherfucker tweets.
I definitely wasn't the one that discovered them, but I might have been one of the only people that archived them properly. So don't worry. You know, I have recorded that for the annals of history.
Yeah, he can't delete those tweets because you got them. Annals. Speaking of annals, what are you drinking?
Back to my usual. We got a little Casamigos with the lovely lemons, Italian lemon soda from Whole Foods. It's a great drink. Also, somebody became a $50 patron for the sole purpose of watching me do the swag surf that I fucking hate every time I drink during the show. So every time we all drink, you're going to just watch me doing the swag surf with no music. There's no music. We can't get DMCA'd. So,
you know. It's better like that.
Yeah. But wait. I want to know if Brass does that pitch perfect impression of Moose and yells drip drop, you have to swag surf?
I have to swag,
sir. Oh, this is going to be great.
Go ahead and hit him with it.
Then we're going to go and hit him with a drip drop.
I fucking hate the swag, sir, so goddamn much.
I'm not sure that's what you're doing.
Back. In this way.
No, that's not.
I fucking hate the swag, sir.
It's so much better than
it looks like you do.
That's not it, but I like it.
I love it.
Why I hate it so much.
Because you can't do it. Oh my God, that was amazing. I'm going to say what I'm drinking. I'm drinking Crown Royal and Monster. Don't ask me why. I was getting really tired.
I think I've
been drinking all day.
Alf.
I needed a boost.
I think I've had that before, Alf.
Yeah. Me and Brass did have that in New Orleans, and we will never tell those stories on camera.
Nope.
Maybe on Patreon.
No. Ooh. Nope. Tiffany, what are you drinking today?
Because it's a Sunday night, I'm really just sipping on some CBD tea. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, listen, it's some. Right. Somebody says my decor is. First of all, okay, my decor is not hideous.
It's a minimalist.
The one behind me is a very, very beautiful painting that my girl did. Like that's it's a woman sleeping. Then it's just a map of the world. Like, how is that hideous? And that one over here, yes, that's hideous because I actually painted that at a paint and sip. And yes, it's fucking terrible. But whatever. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about my decor because I had to defend myself. Brass, what are you drinking tonight? What kind of fancy shit you got going on over there?
It's not too fancy. I made a gin basil smash, and it's really good.
That looks really good.
Not that fancy. Yeah.
Really refreshing.
I usually don't want your drinks, Brass, but I want that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I always want Brass's drinks.
Thank you.
I want to take a sip. Too bitter for me, but that looks just right, you know?
Hey. Someone said congrats on the sex, Alf. Thank you. Yeah, I worked very hard for it. Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm doing Buchanan's whiskey tonight.
Oh, nice.
I had a single cube. It's already melted. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. When that cube melts, that's when you start getting really fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Hashour.
Yes.
I say Hashour.
It's close, so it's right.
I'm just a disrespectful motherfucker. What are you drinking?
I actually have just a glass of water because I had a Blue Moon beer, but my mom drank it.
So. Did you write your name on it?
I didn't, and that's why she drank it. I know. I should have learned. I should know.
She's like, in my house, my beer.
Yeah.
Joey with the gold chain on looks like a drug dealer in Power. Like.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Stars money. I'll take that.
That gold chain on the black shirt. You look like a dangerous son of a bitch. is that your De Niro face?
I need you to make that face whenever Christian does a swag surf.
That's pretty damn good. That's a good zero free. We're going to get to the show, but we promised you guys a big announcement tonight. And this is something we're very excited about. I'm wearing, don't ignore the 5R on here. I'm wearing a Light Skin Opinions t-shirt. And one thing that we've always liked to do in the Heat podcasting sphere is give you guys merch that, you know, kind of like reflects what we do on these shows, catchphrases and different things. So you guys can be a part of it. You can wear them out on the streets. We can wear them on the shows. Like, you guys can have fun with it. And so we want to announce that Miami Heat Beat is relaunching and officially launching our store tonight. All right. So here's the store right here.
Swag Surf, Chris.
Swag Surf on the store. Yes, we have merch. We have Drip Drop merch. We have Hangover Time merch. We have Light Skin Opinions merch. We have Miami Heat Beat merch. And we're going to be bringing you more. We have one of my favorites is the Precioso shirt, patterned after Fabuloso. That after tonight, man, everybody should be out here copping that shirt. Precious was a monster tonight.
That shit's fire.
But yeah, we have the Drip Drop shirt. Like, listen, guys, we are, you know, we have in the Hangover Time hoodie. There's a lot of cool shit on our merch site. You guys go ahead and check it out. I've already spent, I think, $300 on our own merch. Like, I'm really excited about it. We've had a lot of internal fights.
It's been a little chaotic, but it's been
good.
This
has not been easy.
We had a couple players only meetings.
Yeah, there's been some knockdown drag out fights, but listen, go ahead and go. The link is in the chat. Christian, do you have the site? Is it MiamiHeatBeat.store?
They actually already made a macro for us in the chat. If you type !! merch, you will see the link to the store, which I just did again in the chat. But yeah, go ahead and click it right there. I think it can you also access it, I believe, through just shopmiamiheatbeat.com.
I believe so. So we'll get all that on Twitter. Click correct, it in the yes. chat. We will get you guys a link.
But yeah, shop.miamiheatbeat.com will get you there.
Correct.
Shop.miamiheatbeat.com. And for people asking, where is the TIFF merch? The Fuck Them Numbers shirt is coming. And this is only
the beginning.
Yeah. There's a lot coming. I can't wait for the Fuck Them Numbers shirt because I'm getting that off grip. But anyway, you guys check out the store. We're really excited. Like I said, it's been a labor of love and hate and heartache and tears, but it's out. All right. You know, no more fighting. It's out. Now to this game, right? The Heat win by 10 against Atlanta Hawks, right? Without Jimmy Butler, Christian, that's a good win, right? You don't have Jimmy Butler. You're on a 5-game win streak. Nobody would besmirch you if you just took tonight off and took the L. They did not, and they continue their winning ways. And honestly, I did the halftime show. They were up by 10 at half, and I wasn't worried like I normally am about this team when they have a lead. I actually felt good about them, and I think that says something about how this team is played.
Yeah, no, and I think it also really says something about how big of an impact Kendrick is making right now, because, I mean, so much of this is just – the level of impact that he's bringing is just lifting the whole team to the point where tonight, I mean, what's the stat that's been thrown around all season? I think the Heat are 3-9 without Jimmy Butler. Like that's why this is a good win, because
yes.
relative to this team, they haven't been able to win without their best player. And, you know, I get it. The Hawks are not a good team. They've been sliding down the standings lately, but they're a division rival. And these are the games you got to win. And it's great to see them win a game without their alpha.
Tiffany, we bag on the Dark Knight, Kendrick Nunn, a lot, man. But Kendrick, without Jimmy, I don't think he scored at all in the third quarter. And you saw what happened. We had a third quarter. And he came out in that fourth quarter in crunch time, him, Tyler, Goron. But especially Kendrick. Like, let's give Kendrick his due. Because, I mean, scored 24 points tonight, led the team. What do you have to say about Kendrick? And not just Kendrick, just the guards in general.
Listen, first of all, Kendrick, I mean, come on. Two things can be true. He is the Dark Knight, and he is the Dark Knight. Like, he's
yeah.
Listen, he's been showing up and showing out and holding on to the ball, no turnovers. Like, I'm proud of him. Whatever was ailing him, whatever he was going through, he seems to have kind of pushed through that, and he's high team every point, every assist, everything that he has to give them. I'm proud of him.
That's 7 assists, one turnover tonight. He's had a lot of games like that, right?
Yeah.
There's like 3 games that I put together in my head right now where he's like 20-something assists with 2 turnovers.
Right.
He has been so, Frankie, patient. Where Tiffany, and I always bring this up because Tiffany always used to say that he's pressing. After that initial start where he was doing – where he was great at the beginning of last season, he started pressing. He wasn't patient. He was running into double teams, right? He is now super patient with the ball, like – picking his spots and getting the ball to Bam and Precious. Like, he's doing all these really great things. Like, and it makes them look like a completely different team. Like, they look like they can withstand a Jimmy or Goran injury, where before they could not.
Don't jinx that, by the way.
Yeah, it's too late now.
No, but definitely, the thing with Kendrick back to last season, he was consistently looking for his shot, and that's why it was so good to play him off of Jimmy and off of Bam and off of Justice and all these other guys who can make plays for him and just let Kendrick finish. But now that Kendrick had to make plays for himself and other people, he kind of had to, like, work that balance. He hadn't really figured that out, when to look for my shot, when to make a play, et cetera, et cetera. And you see Tyler struggling with that balance. He doesn't know yet when to make the play, when to shoot look for his own shot. And now Kendrick's really getting comfortable in his role, getting familiar, making better reads, better decisions. And like you said, he's not turning the ball over, not taking as bad shots. He's taking a lot of good shots, and you're seeing his shots go down. His percentages are going up because he's taking good rhythm shots. He's not forcing the issue. He looks comfortable now, and you see he's a talented player, and it's great to see because it's been exactly what the Heat need on offense.
Okay, so you're talking about offense. What I want to do really quick before we get to Joey House Hour and the Joey House Hour 2 minute comedy hour, you have a play where I talked about a little bit at the beginning how they were trapping Trae Young super effectively, and I think we have a play here. Brass, can you go ahead and bring it up? And Frankie's gonna kind of guide us through it on some Ron Rothstein shit.
You see, Trae Young, bring it up. Get the offense in order. Stop it. You see that? This is. You see what?
That was good. That was pretty good.
I love it. I love it.
You see, Capella goes to set the screen. Kelly doesn't even ignore him. Normally, Kelly's gonna touch to that screener, make sure he knows, but he's showing high, and they're ignoring it. Trey's not hitting Capella on the short roll. Capella's not a threat on the short roll to make a play anyways. So you see right here, the defense behind them is set up. Goron's down there directing traffic. Bam is two at the bottom layer. Go ahead and play it. See, Kelly recovers. Bam helps. Stop. Kelly comes right down. Bam's there to cover it. Goron splitting the middle between Collins and Herder because that's a tough pass for either one, and Goron can cover both. None can rotate over, and they can quick rotate. Capella's got no vision to make that pass. So what does it do? Go ahead. Capella kicks that back out. None stagger steps real quick. Trey's got no time, no comfort, no rhythm. That's a 24-second violation. Just that kind of stuff, just disrupting them, taking them out of position, out of their comfort zone, just doing that consistently and giving them different looks like that all night was a huge factor in getting Trey out of rhythm. He only had like 15 points for the game.
You know, and can I just say, I want to say to Frankie, the other thing, like I always laugh that Kelly is like so like just clumsily lumbering down the court, but he trapped pretty good, and he's so big on the show that it is hard to kind of get that ball back to like an adequate position.
Yeah, no, definitely. And he did a great job of using his angles and helping on containment there. A lot of times Kelly will show too much, open up the hip too much. And that gives the driver a straight line drive, and that's easy buckets, a 4-on-3. And today and lately, Kelly's been doing a really good job defensively.
Coach,
and that's one of those funny things. And I went back and forth with a bunch of people on Twitter today. And like, yes, I know Kelly is like one for his last 48,000 from three. But they're better when he plays. And you can get mad at the numbers. You can scream at me. Like I know. Tiff, what do you think about the numbers?
Fuck them.
So, but at the end of the day, they are better than he plays, and because he is their best
right.
And because Kelly is so good, it's because right. He is their best power forward.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't try to upgrade. What I am saying is Christian, Tiff, Frankie, Joey, give me a better four on the team that should start over Kelly.
Right. He's all we got.
Right.
Yeah,
and every time I ask people this, it either they say trade for John Collins, or they bring up KZ, and I want to choke them through my fucking phone screen. I want
Kelly Olynyk to
kill them,
but they don't know about KZ glitches.
What the hell was that?
They don't know how mid John Collins is, according to Alex Toledo of Locked On Sports.
They all and then oh Frankie, I heard Mo Harkless tonight. They need to give Mo Harkless another shot. Oh, like God. Honestly, just say you hate Kelly Olynyk and you're racist and you hate white people.
Just say you hate him because he's ugly. I mean, I get it, but it's not nice.
He has a very long face.
Like,
yeah,
he does.
It's the goatee. Yeah. It's the goatee. Honestly,
Kelly Olynyk, he's all we got. I love it.
He's all we got.
He's all. That should be. We should make a Kelly Olynyk shirt. Kelly Olynyk. He's all we got. because it's true. Because honestly, if you want Mohargos over Kelly, you're either you're racist or an idiot. I don't know why anybody would want Kelly Mohargos over Kelly.
Or you're related to Mohargos.
There he is. That beautiful unicorn beast.
Canadian.
So
Bobby.
Now, because this show is so serious and we are so basketball intense and we're so analytics heavy and Frankie just broke down plays like a young Ron Rothstein, like we want to bring some levity to we don't laugh enough, Christian. Am I wrong? Like, we just don't laugh enough. We don't have enough of a good time. So we want to let Joey Hauschauer, who is a real stand-up comedian, have his little time to shine. So go ahead, Brass. Let's give Joey his two-minute comedy hour.
All right. I guess we'll keep it a bit short. Kyrie Irving and others have been pushing for Kobe to become the new logo of the NBA, which makes a lot of sense because who is Jerry West? I mean, he's played so long ago. You know, I don't want to listen to my grandfather tell me stories about how good Jerry West is. You know, I went to go watch some Jerry West film and I had to end up renting a film projector. You know what I mean? If your highlights are in black and white, I can't fuck with you as a player. I just can't. You know what I mean? When Jerry Rice was a Jerry Rice. When Jerry West was a rookie, it was 1960. The price of gas was 25 cents, and like the biggest movie out was Ben Hur. You know, this guy really was out there wearing canvas Converse. Like, we see those, we wear those now. He was wearing those as support for basketball. And you know the basketball he was using was just made out of a bunch of wallets. Just this big leather. It was just like, didn't even bounce. You know what I mean? And it's like, how did he even become the logo? Was Wilt Chamberlain busy that day? Wilt Chamberlain, one of the most athletic NBA players ever, would have looked awesome in a logo, but instead we go with the guy who looks like a substitute science teacher to represent the NBA. It doesn't make any sense. That's all I got.
Love it. Kind of break up all this serious basketball talk, right, Brass? And then he goes away.
No, yes, I agree. Yes, that was awesome. That was great.
I love it. Someone called it a logo situation.
Geriatric West.
Christian, so going forward after tonight, we're headed into this All-Star break. The Heat, I'm not even sure where they're at as far as the standings are concerned.
They are the fifth seed, I think.
Yeah, I think they were at the fifth seed. They're at the fifth seed. They keep building on this momentum. Do you see what they're doing as sustainable, or are you thinking there's a lot of fool's gold involved?
No, I think this is a correction from all the bullshit we saw in the beginning of the season. This team, I mean, it didn't make sense for them to go from beating every good team in the East on the way to the finals. And honestly, probably shouldn't have, like, they could have won that finals. If all three had been healthy, they could have won that finals. And, like, the game against the Jazz really just reinforced that for me. Because that's, like, when the Heat have Jimmy, Bam, and Goron operating on all cylinders, that I do not know who can honestly stop them, especially on like offensively. Like, they're putting up like 130 points per 100 possessions when they have those guys out there. Like, this team is very good, and it blows my mind how bad it got earlier. It's like the 10-31, what was it, or 11-30? It's like that, but like we kind of like tapered it off halfway and recovered. Like, it was feeling exactly like that.
Yeah, it's – and I feel bad because I feel like I was crushing this team. Like, But I think it was deservedly so, Tiff. Yeah. Like, they deserve to get crushed. Like, there wasn't a lot to be happy about earlier. And right. a lot of the same guys, like, listen, and this is where I did want to point this out. Gabe Vincent and Precious were amazing tonight. Right?
They were.
And mm-hmm. and those are the guys that I've been bagging on over the last few weeks because they have not shown up. And they just, they were out here playing like, oh, they had already earned a spot. And then a couple of nights of getting benched. And those both those guys look like, oh, now you want to play real NBA basketball again. And they're showing up and they're helping you get through these spells where a guy like Jimmy can't play.
Right. Well, what you hope is the fact that they got back in the rotation, they do what they need to do in the next game to stay in the rotation.
To stay there.
See, yeah. that's my whole thing. My whole thing is you can't play like shit and get benched and then sit around, woe is me. No, you got to come back and you got to hit them hard. And especially Gabe Vincent, he just like, he's got a little pit bull in him. And I appreciate it because he need a guy that can get under people, that can harass people. Listen, he was picking up Trey as soon as he touched the ball. He was basically directing Trey while Trey was dribbling the ball. He was making him give the ball up early. He was hounding him. He showed up, but can they do it again? Because who do we play, the Hawks again, right? I'm assuming we're going to play them yep. again, right? All right. Yep. So, and if I'm the Heat, I rest Jimmy again.
Yeah, look for that consistency, right?
Yeah.
It's like people in the chat are right now like, oh, you guys were bagging on Gabe. Like, he ain't fucking deserve it. Right. Like, we bagged on the motherfucker because he played like trash. Right. Same way we bag on anybody that played like trash. We bagged on Kendrick for playing like trash. Right. And when we were bagging on him, it's not like he was putting up 27, 7, and 0 turnovers. Like, he was putting up 13 on inefficient shooting, 5 turnovers and 2 assists. Like, we gonna bag on motherfuckers that deserve to get bagged on. Plain and simple. Like,
so many people,
people
confuse.
We don't sugarcoat shit
on a player
show.
For shitty play, right. and they act like we're rooting against players. That's right, not the case. Right. We're rooting for players. We want players to do well, but we're gonna call them out if they look like right. shit.
Well, nobody's above criticism.
Nobody,
except for Max Strus.
Who? Except for who?
Max Strus.
Mr.
Fourth Quarter. It's perfect.
Because I have to say, there were times today, as well as Bam played, he was timid. And he looked afraid of Clint Capella at certain points. And you're like, go at him, please. Like, go at Capella. Go at John Collins. You're better than them. And there were times where he showed up and showed out. And there were other times where he legit looked like he wanted no parts of them in the paint. And those are the things that, as much as we believe, I think there's not a person on this show that doesn't think that Bam is a max player. But we will hold him accountable. Like, we're going to hold his feet to the fire and say, Bam, like, we need you to be more aggressive, especially on nights that Jimmy's out. Like, am I wrong on that, Frankie? Like, he was good tonight. Yes. Yes, me and Bam have gone back and forth on Twitter about this. I don't think I'm wrong on that, Frank. I think that's fair that we hold Bam accountable.
No, absolutely. We've said it time and time again. We need Bam to set the tone and offensively. We know he holds a lot of weight defensively and has to maintain the defensive intensity, rebound for us, create on offense. But we do need to see him score a little bit, be more aggressive. He only took 12 shots today, got to the line 5 times. That's not enough. That's not enough when Jimmy's in the game. That's damn sure not enough when Jimmy's missing. He needs to set the tone more aggressively. I like Spo went back to it in the second half. The Duncan screening for Bam plays that freed him up, got him a shot at the basket. Yeah, we need more plays like that to, you know, instead of letting, I don't think Bam's comfortable in that role yet to just know his spots. Like we talked about with Kendrick earlier, he doesn't really know his spots when to pick between make plays and be aggressive. So let Spo handle that. Spo run some plays for him directly to get him going to the basket, get him going downhill. And get some easy opportunities to make the game easier for him and for the rest of the team.
And Frankie, I think you have another play on your fake Ron Rothstein shit.
I want more to this.
I need it all.
I want to get to questions after this, and I also want to make fun of Knicks fans and Knicks media because you motherfuckers were dancing in the streets for getting to 500, and I want everyone to bag on those you pathetic fan base, pathetic sorry fan base,
and for then beating you had the Pacers. The Pacers.
For beating the Pacers.
I think, and yeah.
To dance in the streets for getting to 500. Like, we do that shit when Fidel Castro dies. Like, we did that for...
That was on my birthday, too. That was such a good night. God damn.
We do that shit for championships and for the deaths of dictators. Like, you did that shit to get to 500 in February in a fucking COVID season. Like, you are a pathetic fan base, and I want people to clip this and send it to every fucking Knicks blogger. You are a pathetic, sorry fucking fan base.
Loser.
And the whatever this that verified motherfucker who was talking about Julius Randle's peak is better than any peak of Chris Bosh's career. Like, you okay, here it is. Brandon Tierney. With a certified check mark next to his name. I don't know what this motherfucker does, but he's an idiot. Legit question. At his absolute apex, was Chris Bosh ever better than... First of all, peak Julius Randle is a fucking hilarious phrase. Like if drink. I ever said... And
to oxymoron.
Ratio. Look at the fucking ratio. Incredible.
Peak Julius Randle. The it's answer an
oxymoron.
Is no.
It's an oxymoron.
Bro, what is peak Julius Randle? A 30-game sample size in a weird COVID-influenced season? And you're going to say he's better than Chris Bosh? And he was like, no, I'm just talking about at their peak. Bro, you can't take a 30-game sample size and call it somebody's peak. Like, what kind of analyst are you, Brandon Tierney? Like, you are a fucking moron. I'm sorry. But we will get to that in a second. I want to take questions. I'm literally, like, I'm getting upset. I'm getting fucking angry. First, because I love Bosh. And for somebody, like, you could take a 30. There's a 30-game sample of Jeremy Lin that would put him in the top 10 point guards of all time. And I'm not joking. Like, if you just take that 30-game sample, that motherfucker's a beast. But then you have to actually play a whole career, and then you turn into Julius Randle, who's Zion Williamson without the fame or the game.
If we took a few game sample of fucking Jeremy Lin, he's the greatest player of all time.
That's what I'm saying. He ran into Norris Cole and Mario Chalmers and got his ass whooped. Looter in a riot, Julius Randle on the New York Knicks, who are barely above 500, got their fans dancing in the streets like idiots, running around the subways, stealing pizza from rats. You idiots. You trash fan base. You trash organization. Don't you ever mention Chris Bosh again. You sorry some bitches. Hey, don't ever do that again. So, Frankie. I'm sorry. When I get
a t-shirt, we've had a lot of requests to put that on a t-shirt. So that is going to have to be one of the next ones that we do.
For sure. A deep V. It has to be like a deep V.
Oh.
Baby.
Lots of cleavage and chest hair showing. I'm horny than a motherfucker. Honestly, we need that shirt needs a fake Joey House Hour gold chain on it, like the turnover chain shirt. With I'm horny than a motherfucker behind it. I'm gonna design that one. Get my graphic design on. Okay, Frankie, you had another play that you wanted to break down.
Yes, sir.
While I take a drink and calm down.
Tyler Herro back. Stop it.
Stop it.
Go back. Rewind it. Stop it right there. Okay. You see?
Not even saying words.
Bam did a great job setting this screen. Tyler comes off wide right here, forcing the switch. Rondo's driving down. This is one of the most impressive passes I've seen Tyler make these last 2 years. One-handed with his offhand, bullet pass to the weak side on the money. Play the pass. Boom, right there, right in the pocket, right easy for Yang Iguodala. That's what he needs. He doesn't need to reach down for it. It's the growth and development of Tyler as a passer all stems from his on-ball reps in the beginning of the season. That's why I was fighting and pushing for it. I know the team sucked with him when he was doing it, but the team was going to suck whether you played him on the ball or off the ball because they didn't have Goran or Jimmy or any of those guys. So I said, take the lumps, take the growth. That's what you need, and that's absolutely a product of him getting comfortable in that role and being able to make plays when your team needs you.
Speaking of lumps and growth, Joey.
Yes.
Knicks fan.
Yes, lumps and growths.
I mean, what is your take on Knicks media comparing Julius fucking Randle to Chris Bosh?
Well, I mean, last I heard they were actually planning on doing a parade right before the All-Star break. Just I think they're over 500 now, so I think that there's definitely going to be some type of ride in the streets. 100%.
They're the fourth seed right now.
They're
the fourth seed.
And we on that ass.
Yes, we are. We are on that ass. We're on the next ass.
They're going to hang a banner for that. They're going to hang an 18-17 banner.
They're going to retire Julius Randle's jersey like right now.
Do you have any predictions on what their final record is going to be at the end of the season? Because I don't think this is sustainable.
Definitely not. I got them. Well, it's 72 games. I pick. I don't know with COVID. They're going to be 2 games under 500.
So 38-34. No,
under.
That's
37-35.
Yes.
No,
35-37.
35-37.
40.
30.
Fuck
them numbers.
Numbers aren't real.
Come on.
Brass, hit him with a. Not doing
it. Oh, we should. Oh, we need to get the swag surf from Christian again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brass.
We also
Brass. Before
I do this, I want to mention we have a lot of subs tonight, guys. We have, let's go back. We got Bila K gave out 10 tier one subs. Eric the
Wait,
Great.
Who did?
Bila K 23.
Oh, Bila K 23.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Eric the Great 539.
Shout out Eric the Great.
Gave out six.
He gave me one
sub, so yeah, we're gonna hit him with a drip drop.
Oh my
Joey,
god, that's
the
worst.
De Niro. You got to do your De Niro. Why he does that? Here we go, Christian. Go again.
Swexer. He's from the Swexer.
Christian looks like the wacky inflatable arms, like in a fucking windstorm.
That is the worst swag surf ever. Like, is that
it
anywhere?
It looks like you're stuck in the surf, like you're drowning.
Yeah,
that is a swag surf from a season ticket holder right there.
That's a Knicks fan.
Siobhan in the chat says she feels personally attacked by that swag surf. Christian. What did you think? I mean, I thought Precious played. Precious had 14 points in 12 minutes tonight. 14-7-1 and steal, a block, only one turnover. Like, I mean, he got benched, and this is the way he responded. You know, give me your thoughts on Precious tonight, and what does that? What does it kind of mean for him going forward?
I mean, dude, it's honestly wild. 14 points and 7 rebounds and assists, a steal, a block in 12 minutes. Like, I mean, and he's done this a few times this season where he's only come in for an 8 or 12 minute stretch, but he's put up 10 points, 5 rebounds. Like, he's filling up the stat sheet. He's impactful. And, you know, on nights like tonight where he was playing with aggression, he had 4 offensive rebounds in 12 minutes. Like, that's huge. Like, that he were only – I'm actually surprised that he were only a plus 4 in those minutes because it felt like he was incredibly impactful while he was on the court. You know, so the thing that's tough is that, I mean, Bam played 35 minutes. Precious played 12 minutes. So that's essentially, I guess, 1 minute they went without, like, a real – either Bam or Precious. Right, exactly. So, I mean, that's essentially what they're doing. As long as Bam is getting huge minutes, I don't think they're going to play him and Precious together. So it's tough. He's going to have to make a huge impact in these limited minutes, and it's great to see him do it like he did tonight.
Tiff, a lot of people are calling for the Precious Bam minutes.
I mean, I think honestly right now we can't afford to have that.
I agree with that.
I think because when Precious does come in, he's got such a high motor and he's moving. Like, I honestly, we don't have any bigs, so I don't need both of them on the court at the same time. We need to space it out and just let them do what they do best, which is Bam play off Kelly, because that's what Bam does best, and then let Precious just come in and just wreak havoc, because that's pretty much what he does. He just wreaks havoc on the court.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what it's kind of like what Bam used to do when he was Hassan's backup.
Yeah,
like he would just come in for his minutes, go ham, and then go back to the bench.
Yeah. You see, he's got a very precise role. He knows he's got to crash the board. He's got to contain pick and roll, switch sometimes, and man the defense. He doesn't have to do anything else. And Precious is a very talented player. He can excel at that role. He doesn't have to think about anything else. And he can just play viciously, because only the vicious will survive.
Only the violent.
Damn it.
He chooses violence.
He's been fantastic, man. I love that response from him. He had that fucking incredible dunk on John Collins. That was so good. Alf, you got
That wasn't for you. I'm just shaking my head at the question.
You want me to hit you with the noise?
Do it, Alf.
Hit him with a...
You gave him that John Collins mid facial.
That Chappelle show. I wanted to take questions, and the first question I find is I love JNNIA34. He's my second favorite after JNNIA33. would you guys like to see Mark Jackson as Heat's assistant coach?
No.
Next question.
What in the context of this show inspired you to ask that question?
The only reason I might consider it is just to get him off the broadcast.
Jan and IIA 33 would never ask that question.
Or 32, honestly.
31 would. 31,
yeah, of course. 30, you know, 31 you know beyond that fuck shit. 31 beyond that fuck shit.
Of course.
Listen, Mark Jackson as assistant coach could put the Knicks over the top, man. I'm telling you. You could get like a game over 500, you know.
Consistently.
Well, El Genius has a good question. Not that the other one wasn't a good question. El Genius asks, do you think this improved gameplay will prevent us from making a trade? And this is awesome. And it's a really good question, because I worry about this shit every time he play well.
13-11 flashbacks.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
We're gonna 4 years, $50 million.
Oh my god, we're
Chris Silva. Chris Silva.
They weren't making any trades when we were playing like shit, so you might as well win some.
I was like, I'm thinking Gabe Vincent's gonna get a 4-year, $60 million contract off this.
Falling in love with mediocrity is how you end up paying Julius Randle.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Chris Bosh light.
Chris Bosh heavy, according to the Knicks.
You know what's funny, Brass? I believe there was the Mars rover. they you know, this whole Julius Randle versus Chris Bosh question was posed to NASA, and I believe the Mars rover had an answer to this question. And there you have it.
That was right? A really quiet one, right?
It was subtle.
I mean, that was the worst setup for that video. I just wanted to play it so bad.
You stumbled across that transition there.
How did that go? Was it good?
Mars rover.
Yeah, like was it a,
speaking of Julius,
Raz wants me to play the Mars clip.
Of all my transitions, rank it. I mean, from the El Genius question to the NIJJAA 34 question, where did I land on that one?
You landed a Julius Randle.
I was there. That was a Julius Randle of transitions.
Peak Julius Randle.
Peak Julius.
Orange Julius. People seem to. Someone called it a Mars rover situation. I think people enjoyed that one.
That was better than the lumps you gave Joey.
I didn't give Joey lumps. Knicks fans got.
Either way, I have lumps.
You said, speaking of lumps, Joey.
Joey. Yeah.
It was lumps and something else, too.
Yeah.
It was lumps and growths.
Yes.
Sounds like a Hall & Oates tribute band, like a really gross one.